This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by an incredibly successful and intelligent person, Melissa Bercier. Melissa's a PhD, she's a master's in social work, and she's built a business, and she's president of something called Couch Clarity. She's going to talk to us today about that, about advice for people, about what she's seen, and a lot more. Melissa, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes. Thanks so much, Scott, for having me on your podcast. I'm Melissa Bercier, and I am the founder and president of Couch Clarity, which I started in 2012, which is a group psychotherapy practice based in the western suburbs of Chicago.
And how did you get started with this? And tell us what Couch Clarity is.
So, well, first, Couch Clarity is a group practice where we have four different locations in the western suburbs, and all of them are located on the Illinois Prairie Path. And we did that on purpose so we can offer something called walk and talk therapy, where our clients can choose to walk outside on the prairie path instead of sitting on the couch in a traditional therapy environment. But I started it by I had my children and I wanted something that I could work at, but also create my own schedule. And so I started about 8 years ago just with myself in the practice, and it grew from there.
Do you ever feel as though it's named Couch Clarity? Do you ever feel like that's ironic sometimes in that you also use the outdoors and talk and use the path to counsel with people? Do you ever feel like that's ironic, and how do they end up here?
Yes, and you're not the first one to ask that. My original name actually was Walk and Talk Therapy and Life Consulting, but I did go through a process many years ago where I was thinking to franchise the business. And when I did that, I had to trademark the name, and I wasn't allowed to trademark Walk and Talk Therapy, so I had to change the name.
And talk a little bit about, I really want to talk about two different topics. One is sort of building a business, but I also want to talk about the state of mental health today. Why don't we talk for a moment first about the state of mental health today? This seems to be on everybody's mind. What are you seeing out there today in terms of the state of people's mental health? I mean, it certainly has been a very challenging year for so many of us in terms of the pandemic and the uncertainty and the election causes stress. Just so many different things that caused tensions this year and uncertainty. Now with the vaccines. We're very hopeful about vaccines, but can't wait to get started. We're sort of in this limbo period of waiting to really get them going en masse. What are you seeing with mental health and the state of mental health today?
Yeah, and I think there's so many layers to this right now. We as a people have suffered so much grief and loss. And I think this is probably the longest continuous period of stress and anxiety we have experienced in this lifetime. I've never seen so much stress and anxiety within just the community, not only our clients and ourselves, but it's been such a prolonged period of time. So when all is said and done, I think there's a lot of healing and rebuilding and reconnecting and growing to be had within our communities. But I do feel like anxiety and depression and grief and loss are at an all-time high right now, just due to so many different things happening within our world right now.
And how does that show up or manifest itself in a practice like yours? Are people quite busy, but some can't afford to come and see you? What is the sense of how that manifests in terms of seeing people in their stress levels and trying to help them through the stressful period?
Yeah, we are definitely busier than we've ever been. But you just mentioned there is the factor of, you know, with people losing jobs, that usually means that they're also losing insurance, and therefore they don't have sometimes an ability then to pay for therapy. So that is just really disheartening. And we're hoping that insurance companies just continue to, they've done something special for people where they're paying for most plans 100% for teletherapy. So people who don't feel safe coming in person, they can, you know, of course, have therapy through video or through the phone, and it will still be covered. So that's something that's really positive. But we are starting to see as the months go on and people lose jobs and lose money, that the ability to come in for treatment is dwindling.
Fascinating. And then talk a little bit about it. You've built this magnificent business where you've got 12 full-time therapists or right around there. You've got a few different locations. When you first got started in this, as sort of beyond being an individual therapist yourself and into, you know, building a large group, what did you expect? And what were some of the, any lessons from that that you would share with others in terms of trying to make that work?
Sure. When I started, to be honest, it was just going to be myself and a practice, and I was going to make a living and raise my kids. And what I found was when I did place my company in the western suburbs of Chicago, I had so many clients that I couldn't manage them all. And I felt that I couldn't say no to people and say, no, I don't have enough room, or put people on a waiting list. And so that's when I started to hire more therapists in order to accommodate all the intakes that we were getting.
And was the hiring a therapist, is that very challenging? And the therapists have to be so talented that they have to be conscientious, they also have to be very good with people, they have to be good listeners. I mean, all those things. Is it hard to build a group of therapists? That must not be easy.
It can be difficult, and we have had some challenges along the way, and I've learned so much along the way. But I think what is difficult is my model is a little different than most, where all of my buildings, we have 5 in total, 4 locations, but they're all storefronts. And so we want to be out there and have people be proud to be seeking their mental health enrichment and not be hiding in a building where you can't see what's happening. And so we're a little different in that way. So then finding others that also believe in that type of mission is not necessarily hard, but we've worked very hard in making our team like a family. And we've done now such a good job. Our team right now, 14, is so solid. And it's just, it's so important when you find people to work in a mental health practice that A, the people are also taking care of themselves. And so we encourage so much self-care for our employees. And you know, we have process groups now due to the pandemic online together, just to make sure that we are all also mentally healthy, so then we can help our clients. And so we just have to be very, detail-oriented when it comes to finding the right people that fit within our model.
And isn't that so true, that if you don't take care of the caregivers yourselves, and it's impossible for you folks to help other people? There's been a lot of discussion this past year about Walmart and Walmart Health and trying to make a big effort into mental health. And I take it that at the end of the day, you welcome that versus viewing that as competition, that probably is a healthy thing. Or any thoughts on that? Or do you, what do people follow in your industry about those types of things?
Yeah, I definitely think that is wonderful. And I do strongly feel that any business, and of course the larger corporations probably have more access to things like that. But I do feel that when your employees are mentally healthy, they have the ability to be, you know, physically healthy, whatever that is that the company allows for, of course you're going to have people that love their jobs even more and are more passionate about the company they work for. So I think that's a win-win for any company, and for people like us, I don't see that as competition. I think that's wonderful, because we need happy and healthy communities, especially now.
Fantastic. Melissa, where do people learn more about Couch Clarity and your firm and your practice, so that they can, you know, reach you for consulting and visiting with you in therapy and so forth?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're located in Elmhurst, Villa Park, and Glen Ellyn, and we are we take Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO, and we do out of network plans as well. We have an excellent billing team that will look into our clients' insurance, and we really also try to make that process the least anxiety-inducing process as possible, because we know most people don't really understand insurance and their insurance plans. So we're happy to do that for the people that are seeking therapy. But we really don't ever have a waiting list. We always make time for anybody that needs therapy, as long as they're appropriate for our practice and for our team. And they have to do is email or call us or look us up at couchclarity.com on our website.
What a great pleasure to visit with you. Thank you, Melissa, very much for joining us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Scott, for the time. I really appreciate it.